Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But what I prefaced with, Sean, is the way the game goes could change my view on things. The Mets jumped out to a 4-0 lead in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Their lead has now diminished. And so all of a sudden, what was once a 4-0 game is a 4-3 game in the bottom of the third inning. So I will admit, I'm now in the mode of, I'll be annoyed if they lose.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to, like, freak out, but I will now be annoyed.
It took an hour and a half.
Because when you're up 4-0, things change.
He jumps off the ship that quickly?
I didn't jump off any ship. I said simply, if they lose the game, what I said an hour and a half ago wouldn't apply anymore because they jumped out to a 4-0 lead. I didn't say they're going to lose
the game. But the Dodgers have the most comeback wins of anybody in baseball. I believe that is an actual stat. You got to answer an honest question.
Of course.
Did you bet that?
Yes.
You're a sick maniac. You need help. You need help. You can't give the big speech about, it's no biggie, I don't care, house money, and it's the second inning, and you place the wager as an emotional hedge when they're up 4-0.
I'm a loser.
You're so right, and as I predicted, because, you know, the one good thing about being around Evan Roberts from afar and near.
The one good thing. There's only one good thing.
One good thing is that you really get inside the mental Mets fandom that is Evan Roberts.
Yep.
Watching this game with him has been like when your dog begs for a walk and it gets to 9 p.m. He's patting. He's, you know, the paws are out.
Squirming.
Squirt can't sit still. If he could bark, he'd start barking. You're impatient. Your leg is shaking. Like, for a game that does not matter to you, you have lost your mind over now.
Because they built a 4-0 lead. It's now 4-3, top of the fourth inning.
As you were building the lead, he's going nuts with the home runs.
I was excited. Expectations change. Look, the Braves earlier today had a 10-4 lead in the ninth, and they lost. If you lose a game like that, it's going to rub you the wrong way.
As I predicted, this is not an easy thing to do what Evan's doing when you watch a game while hosting a radio show. Evan gave himself a mental talk going in. They've already won two games. They've already won the season series. I got to focus on doing the show. And the moment the game starts, you realize you care about the game.
Well, first of all, I'm always focused on doing the show. I take that as an insult when you say that I'm not. I always put the show first. That's number one.
And you have been, but let's be honest.
I always have the game on in the background because we are doing a sports talk show. And
I'm watching the game and enjoying myself.
Sometimes things happen in a game that becomes breaking news that we need to talk about.
Sure.
So we can't be completely oblivious to it. So It is a little bit of a challenge, but it's how we roll. Anyhow, it is 5:11, so I apologize for being a little late, but it is Sean's time to shine with a Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. There's something that bothered me this morning, bothered me a little bit on my train ride out of the city about the show yesterday. I realized, why am I letting this bother me? And that was a caller yesterday suggesting that I remind him of Stillwell from A League of Their Own with "You're Gonna Lose," that basically that is the movie character.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, I cut the audio. So we do have that in our system that eventually we will just play all over your face.
You're gonna play it on my face?
Yeah, not yet. I want to pick the right time, but yeah, we have that. You're a loser.
Okay. Listen, right now we don't have to worry about any of that because.
What do you mean?
What am I going to do? You're going to lose here. I'm rooting for the Mets.
Oh, no, you're not.
Sure I am.
Why are you rooting for the Mets?
Because I want them to win the NL East, to be right.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, do
your dopey list. Let's go.
Now it's dopey. Okay. I'm going to give you the five best sports movie character comps I could come up with for other WFAN employees.
All right, go ahead. I like it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
If my dog was as ugly as you, I'd shave his butt and tell him to walk backwards. The heater. Here it comes. I dare you. Strike three, hero.
The catcher from Sandlot.
The great Hambino in Sandlot is Chris McMonagle. Confident, subtly funny, with a little swag.
This may be my favorite list. Keep going.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Oh, my God. We never even won a regional qualifying match.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. The dodgeball chancellor's an extremely personal friend of mine. And I helped him shed some unwanted poundage before beach season. So you can close your little rule book on that one. Poindexter.
Do I get to guess?
That's Ben Stiller's character in Dodgeball?
BT?
Boomer.
Boomer.
Knows everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's just a little Poindexter. That's totally a boomer. All right.
I don't even know why I would think that. I had no idea with either guy when you did this.
All right, here we go.
Keep going.
Number three.
Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Sal Licata.
You know what? This could have been a bunch of people, but I'm going with specifically because of this show. That's Tiki looking at us. We're a bunch of Happy Gilmores trying to rain on the sports parade.
I see that. Very good.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
He weighed only 1 pound, 11 ounces. He spent the first 6 weeks of his life in an incubator, and I think football is just the medicine for him.
My shrink told her I got to get out more.
That's from...
I think he's going to be fine.
Little Giants.
That's Jake from Little Giants, and that is our own Tommy Luga.
Lugie! So the guy at the morgue can identify the body.
And last but not least.
Number one.
You know, there's something you guys should know. When I was 10 years old, I put myself on the injured list.
Danny O'Shea, Rick Moranis, the coach of Little Giants, is, of course, Evan Roberts. The ultimate loser that thinks he knows everything about sports.
What?
I'm a loser.
That's not nice.
And that is your Cinco de Five.
I think that's one of the best Cincos you've ever done. That's... You know what that is? I'm going to insult you and compliment you at the same time. Do you remember how yesterday on the show we had a Lugash debate series? I actually had two of them. It was very weird that that happened. And the first one was, who's the king of New York?
Yeah.
And Tiki and I both agreed that Sean won the debate. And our critique on Tommy was... He wasn't into it. He didn't care. He didn't try. Sometimes, whether it's a radio host or a kid at school or the job you do, you could tell when the effort is there and you could tell when it's not there. This Cinco had effort. This Cinco was, I'm going to get creative. I'm going to get audio. I'm going to take advantage of the fact that Tiki's off today.
Yeah,
that was a step-up spot there from Sean Morash. You tried. We all could tell. One of the best Cincos you've ever done.
Thank you. And perfect. Just to let the audience know, I am off tomorrow, so don't expect more from me.
Oh, that's what it was. You emptied the tank on a Thursday.
I went the extra inning.
He went it all
shaking
out.
Shaking the arm out.
Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Brian is calling from Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Brian?
Oh, well. I'm watching the Mets and listening to you guys.
Yeah.
The Mets go back-to-back, okay, with home runs. They fall behind 2-1 on Pete, and they hit Pete, and the Mets don't do nothing about it. What is that? I figure, oh, Peterson got some balls, okay? What is he doing? He walks the leadoff guy and then lets him score three runs. He let Ohtani, he might as well serve the ball. He kept the ball outside. The Mets are playing him the pull. Little ground ball up the middle. Should have been a double play ball.
By the way, this is why.
The Mets are never going to win until they retaliate.
Okay, so this is why, even when we're on the air, you still have to pay attention to a game. What our last caller is saying is after Starling Marte hit a home run that gave the Mets a 3-0 lead and Juan Soto popped out, Pete Alonso got hit by a pitch. In his opinion, that hit by pitch on a 2-1 count with a changeup that was thrown 85 miles per hour yeah. should have warranted a Met retaliation.
And the hit by pitch was up high if you didn't see it.
So obviously, our last caller, great guy, completely wrong. But nevertheless, he called up to say, why are we retaliating?
The reason I love that call,
yeah.
that is such a perfect encapsulation of the history of WFAN. The game is not over. There are five innings to go in a game in which Pete Alonso's plunked, and he already has placed his day after game call about the Mets not retaliating.
It's the one fun thing about being on live, that you can react to it. But let me make this clear. Pete Alonso was not hit on purpose. And there are times in which retaliation is necessary, and there are times when it's not. And in a case like that, yeah, the Mets have happened to hit a few home runs off Landon Knack, but that was a 2-1 changeup. So I don't think the Mets need to retaliate. You know what the Mets need to do? They just need to win. And they've done a really good job throughout this series pitching to Shohei Ohtani, maybe until today. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they've handled them well. And that's what this is all about. This is not about hitting anybody. It's not about starting a war with the Dodgers. It's about finding a way to win. That's it. Simple as that. Mm. Thank you for the call.
Can I ask you something?
You can ask me anything you want there, Chunky.
All right, thank you. As long as the game is 4-3 right now, can I ask you why Sal Licata hasn't told us if the NL East is over after Cinco?
It's a great point. Ladies and gentlemen, we do this every single day soon after the Cinco de 5-0. So sometimes, you know, we're a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
We always ask our dear friend Sal Licata if the NL East is over. So ladies and gentlemen, it's another example of, hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
Soda.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There you go.
Wow.
His response was his very much trademarked Soto whisper.
Sounds like one of the killers in Scream.
Does it kind of scare you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Tune in tomorrow to find out from Sal Licata if the NL East is over. Gus is calling from Ridgewood. What's up, Gus?
Evan, Sean, Loogie. How are you, gentlemen? Good to hear from y'all again.
You too, Gus.
What's up, man?
So, I got a statement and I got a theory. I'll be as quick as I can. I'm sick that Tibbs is gone. Every year he kept progressing, and even if the call came from Leon to play Shamet and more of the bench during the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm sure Tibbs could have adapted, but instead he's cut from his dream job quicker than our truth was in the WWE. Now, it's probably going to be Jay Wright, agreed, after hearing you guys talk about this during the week. And I love the idea for trading for Kerr. That's brilliant, Evan. But I have a dark horse for the next head coach, and I'll let you guys hang up and either laugh at me or really ponder it.
All right.
So this coach meets Evan's criteria, assistant coach in the NBA. He's respected in the NBA after a long career.
Okay.
He was an all-star head coach in college, and between college and NBA has coached 20 years in a row. Long-time bridesmaid, but never a bride, and he deserves to be a championship coach for the Knicks. And he won the Big East Championship at the Garden. And there's one other thing that he's got that he would be able to command in the locker room. Respect. Because he can tell Carl Anthony Towns, hey, I have a banner in the rafters. You don't. Oh. I'm thinking of Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, boy.
Here's the problem with Patrick Ewing.
Did you see his Georgetown career?
Well, let's start there.
Great one, Rami.
Like, Patrick Ewing finally got his dream job, and he failed. And I think we were all rooting for him. And Patrick Ewing, to his credit, did put the work in as a longtime assistant coach.
Right.
But it's not happening. And with this franchise and with this roster and with these expectations, he is not the right guy. And he's not the right guy for anybody because no one's hired him. And eventually, when someone doesn't get hired, and I remember talking about this a decade ago with Joe. We were theorizing on why he wasn't hired. And this was before his time at Georgetown. And I know Patrick had made this point out there that there was a big man bias, that there was actually a bias against big men. And I buy that for why he never got the opportunity, but unfortunately, it's too late.
And do you really? Now, that sounds great. Patrick Ewing, quote unquote, finishing his story, as you guys like to say. Could you imagine if Patrick Ewing took the organization backwards? That would be.
Look,
I think about the younger generation of Knicks fan that doesn't have the love for Patrick Ewing either.
It's the risk you have whenever you hire a legend. The Mets tried to do it with Carlos Beltran, not necessarily a legend, but a guy that's beloved by most in Met history.
Sure.
Fortunately, we never got to see it happen. The Nets did it with Jason Kidd. It ended after 1 year in bitterness, but Patrick Ewing's not the guy. He's just not. Let's go to Billy in Albany. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Evan, I got two things. First thing I want to make, I want to tell you who the next coach is going to be,
ahead.
But I want to recommend a quick baseball movie. It's called Pastime. It came out in 1990, so you guys check it out. It's an independent film. So I'll make you a little gentleman's bet.
Go ahead.
It's going to be Johnny Bryant.
Oh, I agree with him. You don't have to make me a bet. I think Johnny Bryant's the guy. I've said it since the moment that Tom Thibodeau was fired. What are you laughing about?
I think that call, I love Billy. Good call. Number one, recommends a movie, has to throw in as an independent film, which means we're out. We ain't watching it.
That's not number fair. Number two, I'd watch it just because.
Stop it. You're not going to watch it.
What shady site you going to find this one on?
Yeah, I mean, please. Evan, don't lie to you. You ain't watching it for a second. Thank you for the rec, Billy. We're out. Number two, goes, I got a little gentleman's surprise for you. They're hiring Johnny Bryant, which Evan's been screaming about for 2 days. So, Billy, thank you for the call. 0-2 there.
I would guess that Johnny Bryant is the favorite, but not the overwhelming favorite, because when Ian Begley was on with us the other day and I said, do you think it will be Johnny Bryant? He said, my bet is it won't be. And he said, you can play this if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, he obviously knows there's obviously a chance that it's going to happen. I think it makes too much sense. And I know that most people around here and a lot of Knicks fans are not going to be excited about it. But remember, coaching hires aren't made to excite you. They're not.
Right.
They're made to eventually work. They're made to get you to the promised land. And a guy who has learned under Tom Thibodeau, a guy who was in this organization, a guy that's worked with guys on this roster, a guy that who went to Cleveland, and obviously the Cavs staff as a whole had great success until the very end. He checks a lot of the boxes, and I value his experience at the NBA level as an assistant over the experience of being in college. Speaking of movies, there's been a lot of movie references over the last 20 minutes or so, obviously between your Cinco and between our last caller's recommendation. Over the last two nights, late nights, during SNY's broadcast of Mets Dodgers, Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez, both separately, different days, made confessions on classic movies they'd never seen.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll discuss which one was more egregious. So I feel like, because of that experience, I've seen a lot of classic movies. And so now I feel like Uncle Craig when I hear someone else hasn't seen a classic movie. And coincidentally, they were never brought up at the same time, but on two separate nights, the two Met broadcasters out in Los Angeles, the great Gary Cohn and the great Keith Hernandez, both confessed that there is a certain classic movie they didn't see. So I want to start with Keith Hernandez. This is from last night. They are talking about, start with Gary Cohn, okay, to correct myself. Gary Cohen's confession. They're talking about The Godfather, okay, which coincidentally is a movie I had never seen,
okay,
until Craig put me onto it, and I saw all of them. So they're talking about The Godfather, and Gary Cohn reveals this.
Did you like the first one or the second one better?
I have to admit, I only saw the first one.
Really?
I've never seen the second or the third.
I like the first one best of all. The book was fabulous.
So here's what's stunning about this. The Godfather 2 is widely considered better than The Godfather 1.
Is it?
So okay, for Gary to say, oh, yes, don't give me that look, Tommy. I did my research back in the day.
I don't know about widely considered better. I think that a lot of people say it's one of the best sequels to a already great movie. I wouldn't say a lot of people think it's better than number one, but it holds up. It's certainly on the level of one, and most sequels aren't.
Okay, fair enough. But either way, it's still a wildly popular movie.
It's a great movie.
Is it egregious to have not seen Godfather 2?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree that's egregious, Sean?
How could I say that? I've never seen any of them.
Wow.
And not for any, I'm not putting my foot down like I'm anti-Godfather. I've never seen any.
I don't think you would like them.
I love mob movies, though.
Yeah, but this one, a little slower paced.
Yeah.
It gets into the action a little bit slower. I don't think you would like it.
I thought two was better than one, and I was like Sean 5 years ago when Craig made fun of me and I ended up watching the series of movies. Two was better than one. I agreed with that.
Yeah. I don't think Godfather's an egregious one. I can't because I haven't seen it, but I know plenty of people have never seen it.
All right. Here's the other classic movie that wasn't seen. This was revealed a night earlier, and this is Keith Hernandez's confession.
Reminds me of the older pitcher in Major League. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, I've never seen Major League from the beginning to the end.
Really?
I've always picked it up in either the beginning and I quit or in the middle.
Is it because it's in Cleveland and you just couldn't stand it?
See?
This is more egregious.
But what makes it more egregious is that he watched it and shut it off.
Well, yeah. Also, you're a baseball player in that era, you know, coming out of it or into it.
Yeah, and played in Cleveland at the end of his career, as Gary mentioned.
Major League should be right up Keith's alley. I can understand not seeing an old mob movie from way back when. Being Mr. Baseball in a classic baseball movie that was in your era? That doesn't add up.
So you obviously have shown your biases, which is fair. You've never seen The Godfather.
Yeah.
I admit that I recently saw The Godfather. I think Tommy can be very unbiased in this. You have seen these movies that were mentioned.
Yes.
You're well aware of where they stand in the American movie history, cinema history. In your opinion, as the final arbitrator, which is more egregious, the Keith Hernandez miss on Major League or the Gary miss on Godfather 2?
Wow. I think Keith is more egregious. However, I don't think Major League is in the Keith lane. I don't.
Because he played baseball?
I just don't think Keith is the kind of person that would enjoy Major League. He'd probably enjoy, like, Mr. Baseball. Tom Selleck had the mustache. Huh. I just don't think that Keith Hernandez, he doesn't strike me as a guy that would enjoy the Major League movie.
Ooh, I feel like he has a really good sense of humor.
He does, but I just don't think that's in his lane. I don't know Keith at all, but I just that's just my feel.
So I'm happy you said that, Evan, and this is where I would lean. I think that in American cinema, most would say any of the Godfathers are more egregious, but I think when thinking of Keith Hernandez, the baseball player in the era, I think that matters here into thinking what's more egregious.
Well, I did put on my Twitter account 12 seconds ago, which is more egregious, not seeing Major League or not seeing Godfather 2? I have no idea what the results are going to be. I have to be honest with you.
I also want to make this public service announcement because I'm sure I'm going to get roasted for this or whatever. I think when you become of a certain age, classic movies that are before your time, there takes some real effort to go back and watch them. Like you said, you and Craig had to push you to do that. I don't think it becomes as egregious depending on age if you haven't seen movies from before your lifetime.
Yeah, look, in the case of Godfather, and I remember saying this to him at the time, I'm just not into mob movies. I've never been. Okay, I'm not even into mob TV shows either. I never liked The Sopranos. So it's not a genre I was interested in. Now, once I saw it, I admit it was a good movie. Right. And it opened up my brain to a lot of analogies. Like, for years, sitting next to Beningo to whip out another partner, Joe would say, bro, it's like Sonny at the toll booth. And he would say that, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't know.
Sonny at the toll booth.
Yeah.
Well, it's a reference to Sonny Corleone getting shot at the toll booth.
Oh, no spoilers.
Like, basically, he got shot 100 times.
Wow.
Isn't that the scene? I mean, I saw it about a couple of years ago. But basically, I didn't know. Yeah. I started to pick up on the way Joe used it. And I was like, oh, it's just like something bad happened, and it's over and over again. Like, I kind of used my brain to figure it out. But when I was watching it, I think this was Godfather 2. You could correct me if I'm wrong on that. I saw it and I was like, oh, Sonny at the toll booth.
So let me correct you immediately. Back. That is in Godfather 1
where
Sonny James Caan was shot.
Fair enough. Thank you for the correction. See, I only saw each movie once. A lot of people have seen these movies multiple times.
Think about how hard that is. If you're a sports fan growing up and you deal with all that, then there's constantly movies and shows coming out. It is hard to play catch up in your life.
Interesting.
I'll say this. I'm looking at the poll results. Godfather 2 is getting out to an early lead here. I understand if you've never seen Godfather. Godfather 2 is great, but Major League, a lot of people consider that the best one, although 2 is very good. To not see Godfather, I understand. To not see the sequel, I don't think it's as egregious as Major League, the original.
I do want to give you an opinion on Major League versus Major League 2. Because Major League 2 is a very good movie. There is one huge issue with it that still pisses me off to this day. And it's not just that they recasted Willie Mays Hayes, which is bad enough. That's bad enough. It's that they went from R to PG-13. And you could feel it. You could feel like Major League was raw. You know, it's like, we're cursing, we're urinating on the contract. You know, all those great scenes. And in Major League 2 was just fluffed up a little bit.
But you know
what? If they made that R, I would argue Major League 2 would have been better. But they didn't, and that's the problem.
But I didn't mind attracting a little bit of a younger audience and make it a semi-more. And it was still funny. Tanaka was great as the center fielder. And,
I didn't say it wasn't funny. I'm saying it wasn't as good as the first.
The catcher with the porno mags was great.
Yeah, that was funny. Rube Baker.
Yeah.
I'm all over it. Rube Baker, baby.
Good for you.
Jack Parkman.
Yes.
He was the guy that shimmied.
Well, he created the Soto Shuffle, Jack. It drives the women in Cleveland nuts.
Well, I'm sure people were, like Yankee fans were thinking during the Soto hates the Mets thing, that it was Jack Parkman. Because wasn't it that Parkman got traded to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Did his shimmy, hated it there, and then got traded somewhere else to the White Sox
back
or something?
To the White Sox?
Yep. The White Sox.
Yeah. So
also unrealistic that a big star in Major League Baseball was ever getting dumped to Cleveland and they were paying him.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. It used to be, though, in the late 90s, man. They went for it back in the day.
I guess that's true.
It's obviously changed quite a bit.
Maybe they took a bunch of prospects back with him to eat the contract.
Could have been that. You never know.
Rami's all over.
Let's go to Lorenzo in Keyport. What's up, Lorenzo?
Are the Knicks still in the playoffs?
What time's the Knicks game tonight, Tommy?
Are the Knicks still in the playoffs? Yeah. Okay. Hey, Sean, you know what happened in 94. So just so you know, the Rangers are 3,400 to 1 to win the Cup next year.
I've already placed the bet.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, Evan.
Yeah.
If the Knicks do get KD, never mind. I don't want Giannis. You brought that up sparingly once in a while, and I purposely, because I told you the Nets would win before the Knicks. Championships. So I had to stay quiet the past 2 weeks, but you brought up Giannis a couple of times.
Yeah.
Where are you with this? Because he looks like the Carmelo beat up type player that we're going to have.
Yeah, I have a firm opinion now on Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I appreciate you bringing that up. So when the Nets were first linked to Giannis, I vehemently said, you can't trade for him. It's the stupidest thing ever. When the Nets didn't win the lottery and ended up at 8, and combine that with Tatum tearing his Achilles, I started to rationalize, you know what? The East is wide open. What are you doing with the 8th overall pick? And here's where I now stand on Giannis, and this is where I'm going to stand from now on. I'm open to it, but I need to see more. Like, I need to know what the game plan is if a rebuilding net team with a horde of picks who doesn't right now have guys on their roster for the most part who are going to be a part of the next good Nets team.
Sure.
Like, I want to say Cam Thomas, but I don't know if it is. I don't know if they're going to pay him this offseason. I don't want to say Cam Johnson because I could see right through the way he's playing. So if you're that far away from winning, are you really trading for a guy who's already in his 30s who I do not think is going to age delicately? So the only way I'd be open to the Nets trading for Giannis is if there's a grander plan, if there's something else that's going along with it. But if their thought is, let's bring the superstar in and we'll just build around him, I think that's a really bad idea. So that's where I stand on Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Nets. Is that a... We all good with that? Is that a fair opinion?
I think that's fair. The only chicken and egg argument I would have is by acquiring him, you're closer to winning.
You are, but winning what exactly?
Well, you just said in a wide open East, which would make...
But they don't have a core behind
them. But what if they added Giannis and then with picks added somebody else?
Well, but that's my point. Okay. Tell me who the someone else is. If I know the grander plan, I could be more open to it.
Jalen Brunson. Three asks out with the Rick Brunson drama.
I see, this, Tommy, this is where I can't be on his side.
You laugh, though.
Because it's so stupid, it's
you
funny.
You laugh.
Because it's so absurd.
And I only said it to make you laugh.
Tommy, do you think he said it to make me laugh, or do you think he's saying it to, like, will it into existence?
I think he's saying it to be a jerk, 100%. This is classic Sean Marash, and Ozzie's had fun with it. Red
no.
meat.
You know what
that
I like?
That this is like Little League where the coach is playing his son and favors his son.
Is there a part of me that kind of wants the Jalen Brunson trade thing to happen just because it would be really funny and say I was the first one on it because mm-hmm. the NBA is so, as I said.
Yeah, unpredictable.
Anything could happen, and you just see the Rick Brunson story. And I'm just, you know, even if it's 1% it's leaving there, there's also a part of it where I look at it and go, it'd be great. He took all that less money to play with the Knicks. It's less salary we have to match up to make the deal work.
Well, the other thing is, just to get serious for a second, if Jalen Brunson did demand the trade, the Nets would have the edge because they have the Knicks picks that they could send.
We'll give you those picks back.
I'll say this, it's not going to happen, but if it did and we were on the air, speaking of sequels, I will pull what Evan did when Kevin Durant demanded a trade. I'm going to die on the air. I'm going to die on the air right now, which is one of the classic rants. I would do that if that happened on the air.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. No. It's not going to happen. Don't worry. Take a deep breath. Big, nice, big, deep breath. Nick is calling from the Jersey Shore. What's up, Nick?
Ev, what's up, brother?
What's up,
Sean, man? How you doing? What's up, guys?
What's up, Nick?
So I was actually calling about a Tibbs point, so I'll just make that real quick, or as quick as I can. I know that there's not one singular reason as to why Tibbs was fired. There cannot be. But I will say that I do believe the head office has to look down at him as the coach that he is, not playing a deep bench like the rest of the league or the majority of the league is playing right now. And the front office has to be looking down at him and saying, what free agents in the offseason, what guys that we can acquire that are very quality 6, 7, 8 guys that know that they are, that should be getting 25 minutes a night, but instead if they come here, they're going to be getting 10 to 12. You're not posing an enticing reason for people to come here. And that being the reason that I'm calling, stating that I really feel that Tibbs not playing the bench deep enough open the eyes to the front office for them to say, we're not going to get guys if we really need guys off the bench, especially, God forbid, for injury.
Yeah.
They're going to want to come willingly, knowing they're not going to play.
It's a good way to look at it. It's an interesting way to look at it. I also think that, and I said this at the time, that when he opened up his bench slightly in Game 3, and we saw DeLon Wright, and we saw Landry Shamet, and we also saw it work, that it actually made him look bad. That it wasn't one of those things. Sometimes a coach makes an in-series adjustment, and you're like, wow, that worked great. Wow, that's a great job by the coach. And it reeked of, yeah, management told him, what the hell are you doing? Can you make the adjustment? And I think some fans even said if it didn't come from management, they'd still be mad to say, why'd you wait so long? You have the whole regular season to open up that bench, but to gain confidence in some of your players, and you never did it. So in a weird way, the Game 3 adjustment maybe negatively affected Tom Thibodeau.
I'm going to defend Tibbs here. That's ridiculous. Because what more were you going to get out of that? You had already made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, so it's not like it hindered him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Getting there. And whether it was the Pistons series or late in those games with Boston early in that series, we were crediting them with being so much, you know, full of stamina. No, off
it
of
wouldn't
that.
Change necessarily what happened in the earlier rounds, but it could have changed your chances of staying with the high-octane Indiana Pacers.
Or not doing that and playing the bench leads you to losing to the Celtics because you didn't have that stamina from all the minutes you played late in those games.
You're in trouble.
Why?
I think you lied to us.
About what?
I just received an old tweet of Sean Morash.
Oh, no.
Got a guy, you know him, Dan, basically works for the show, even though we don't pay him, who revealed to me this tweet from November 18th, 2017. I will never get the hype for The Godfather, Star Wars, and Home Alone, the triple play of overrated classics. How can they be overrated if you didn't see them?
Because I talked out of my ass, Evan.
So you're admitting you never saw these movies?
I just saw Home Alone.
You tweeted that.
I've never actually watched Star Wars other than like the clips. I was never interested in the genre. I've definitely seen Home Alone. I do find it overrated. But yeah, so what? I talked out my ass.
Okay.
Posting and toasting.
Listen, I can't argue that. You lied. You lied to your Twitter audience in 2017.
I lied.
It was about 3 days ago. I had that conversation. The conversation you all kind of wait for with your kids. You know, my oldest son is 8. Uh-huh. So you're like, all right, here it comes. Finally coming. Here it is. He's going to ask the question. And he finally did. He said, Dad, what's Star Wars about?
Oh, boy.
And I said, I don't even know how to tackle this. What is Star Wars about? It's weird.
It's about a robot and a dad looking for his son.
Is that how you would phrase it?
I think so.
Is that how you would answer
this? On another
this?
Galaxy, right?
Is that how you phrase it?
That's so what I assume in basically picking up pieces.
If you were me and Jet says, hey, what's Star Wars about? That would have been your answer, no hesitation?
Yes. Yeah. Am I close?
I don't know.
Am I close, Tommy?
I've seen the movie, and I don't know.
It is another world, a robot, and a dad looking for his son.
There are obviously several robots, C-3PO, R2-D2, and they're not looking for their dad. They're looking. Dad is not looking for the son. The son is looking for the dad, but he doesn't know it's his dad.
Yeah, it's a surprise ending. It's a swerve.
But when he says, Luke, I'm your father, like they do when Weaver comes out.
He doesn't say that. He says, no, I'm your father. That's one of those, what do they call that? The Mandela effect, when you think you know something that's not really
at
that.
At Yankee Stadium, when Luke Weaver comes out, you hear the, Luke, I am your father.
Well,
and then it goes in, dream
we
Yankee
have.
Stadium. That's the intro. Yankee Stadium is wrong. Darth Vader does not say,
really?
Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I'm your father. The line is, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. And then Luke Skywalker says, no, yeah, I know what happened to him. You killed him. And he goes, no, I'm your father.
Nah. Yankee Stadium's right.
He being Darth Vader.
So you're accusing Yankee Stadium of manipulating the Star Wars line?
No, what I'm accusing them of is something that a lot of people have fallen into, is the Mandela effect. They think the line is Luke.
No, but they're playing it. Yeah, they're playing it.
Oh, so then they AI it. He doesn't say, Luke, I'm your father. Pull up the clip.
Are you sure about that?
I've seen the movie a million times.
And are you sure, Sean, that the Yankees play a fabricated line like, Luke, I am your father?
Okay. Now, again, it's a new intro that they've been using this year. I think I've seen it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they play, what's the line you're saying?
Luke, I am your father, which is a lot of people, what they think is the line.
Okay, what are you saying the line is?
No, I'm your father.
What the hell sense would it make if Luke Weaver and those bullpen gates opened and you heard, I am your father? No, it's Luke, because it's Luke Weaver. They tell us Luke in the line. It would make no sense the other way. Everybody would be like, what the hell does that mean?
You seem like a Star Wars fan, Tommy.
I love the Star Wars movies.
Would you answer it if young Jet came to you, maybe next time he's in studio, and says, what's Star Wars about?
Well, I would say to him, Jet, Uncle Lugie's going to come over, and we're going to watch the movies. Because for me to explain it to you, well, actually, you know what? I know exactly how I would explain it to him. He loves space, right?
Yeah.
It's in a galaxy far, far away and a long time ago, and I think he would be hooked right away. And then I would sort of peel back the onion a little bit. I wouldn't explain everything to him because there's so many movies, but I would start him out with the space stuff.
My fear with Star Wars is this, and it's purely selfish. And the thing about being a father and being a mother is that you take the selfishness away. This is why Tommy would have a tough adjustment. So I am mostly selfless as a father.
Okay.
But this is one area where I'm going to be selfish. My biggest fear of introducing Star Wars to either of my sons is that I have to sit there and watch it, and they're going to ask me 150 questions.
Yeah.
And A, I don't have the answers, and B, the movie sucks.
And so that combination
is like, I don't want to do this to myself.
And I think Tommy is really, really rare. Really rare. And this is something you have to worry about, Evan. I knew these people.
Rare in what regard?
Because I knew these people growing up. I'm sure you knew these people growing up. There are, and let's just call the male audience growing up,
mm-hmm.
there are Star Wars kids and there's sports kids. And the moment you become a Star Wars kid, it's very rare that there's a crossover. Very rare. Tommy's now maybe because he was an only child, this helped. Typically, the kid that wants to dress like Chewbacca on Halloween doesn't have the Aaron Judge jersey. I'm just saying, those two usually don't go hand in hand. So if you lose your kid to Star Wars, they may not be into the Soto jerseys
anymore. I have to admit, I'm not worried about that. Like, the thing about my kids is I want them to be interested in what they're interested in. I'm not going to guide, like...
Oh,
yes,
hell with that. My kids are being interested in sports, and that's the end of it.
No, we're different in that regard. Like, naturally, my kids may end up interested in sports because I am.
Yeah.
But when my sons show interest in other things, I like to say, oh, no, let's highlight that. Let's take advantage of that. I'm not against that. So I'm not trying to pressure them to like something or not like something. I'm admitting that I am purely being selfish, that sitting there and watching that slog of a movie, and then worst of all, having to answer questions I can't answer.
Why'd
this happen? What's that? I don't know! I lose my bleep after 20 minutes.
And we have been to a baseball game with your eldest son, and I can say he will ask a million questions.
And I love that, by the way. He should!
But not about stuff you're not interested in.
Well, it's just the most uninteresting thing ever.
Okay, and we
No offense. I know there's Star Wars fans out there. It's not personal. I'm not trying to piss you off.
No, it's
just literally the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I've watched it. God.
Yeah, and like what you like, it just sucks.
And this, first of all, my mom got me into Star Wars, so that's the reasoning behind that. Obviously, my father got me into sports, and it was on all the time when we were kids, like Back to the Future on Channel 9. Knowing Jet the way I know him, he'll be hooked. There are so many books, so many movies, so many different branches, Disney Plus. It will be his scoring baseball games. He'll love it, but he's going to be hooked for life with it.
I think my dad abided by this, and I'm going to pass by the same rules. Your job as a father is to kill their interest of things you're not interested in.
Come on.
So just make sure you do that.
Come on.
It's my goal. I'm not interested in it. Neither are you.
Now, I admit that my kids are interested in wrestling and they're interested in sports and things like that. And it's natural because I'm doing this and then they're like, oh, that's cool. But when they show interest in other things, I'm not going to kill it. Like, my young Spence loves Mary Poppins right now. I'm not going to say, don't watch Mary Poppins or listen to Mary Poppins.
But here's the difference, Evan. There's one Mary Poppins. There's 50 Star Wars.
Speaking of movies, I put out the poll about 15 minutes ago concerning Gary Cohen admitting he never saw Godfather 2 and Keith Hernandez admitting he never saw Major League. So I asked on social media which is more egregious, not seeing which movie. And it is overwhelming, 1,000 votes. 61% say it is more egregious to not have seen Godfather 2.
Do we want the line, the Star Wars line that they have for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Oh.
So that's what they play at Yankee Stadium, or that's just the line from the movie?
That is a line from the movie Twitter, because I could already see the smirk from Sean.
Yeah.
Is that, and you're a Yankee fan, I guess not really, uh-huh. Is that they just do the Darth Vader breathing. When
well, I know Luke that. We
out.
All know they
there
do the breathing.
There are no lines from the movie played because the line is not, Luke, I am your father.
I don't usually take accountability. I'm going to take some accountability. I think because my whole life I heard, Luke, it is, you know, I am your father, and I'm not a Star Wars guy, that I think when I hear the breathing noise and you hear Luke Weaver coming out, I think I've said it in my head.
Gotcha.
And I think that has led me to think that that's what they're saying.
Well, I'm glad you cleared the Yankees' name, because that would have been inappropriate to accuse the Yankees of falsifying a classic movie like Star Wars. And instead, they haven't. They're just playing that weird breathing sound from Star Wars, which makes sense because of Luke. I get it.
Yeah, I think it's more lame now, but okay.
Fair enough.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.